Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. So then, a lot of you out there today have bought a gun for the first time. Most people do what they want or need to do. And while many gun owners that are out there today want to shoot guns for fun, most, like myself, don't. Mine is about self-defense. But I also have to, you know, be realistic. The odds of this are very low. And a lot of times, I mean, on the rare occasion when I get to go to a class, before the ammo apocalypse, before the COVID apocalypse, you know, I was taking my training seriously, but, you know, that's sort of been removed. But even in the best of times, a lot of people don't take their self-defense training with a gun seriously. A lot of people think that they don't have the time to train because they have jobs and families. And, you know, you got kids that have to be taken to baseball practice and so on. And some, being first-time gun owners, said they don't even know where to begin. Now, those things may be true. And, however, just like cemeteries are full of people who, thinking it won't happen to me, smoked, drank alcoholic and sugary drinks, ate junk food, never exercised or got their blood pressure under control, blood sugar, cholesterol, body fat numbers under control, they're also occupied by people who weren't prepared when a criminal attacked. And unmarked graves around the world are full of people who thought that mass murders that always accompany leftist dictatorships wouldn't happen to them either. So, if you're one of those new gun owners saying, now, okay, point made, now what? I have some suggestions for getting your defensive act together. Start with safety. If you don't know how to handle a gun safely, there are, like where I live, there's three indoor ranges that all have training classes of various levels. You can start there. You can do it indoors. You don't have to be outside with the bugs, all that other stuff. And, you know, you can learn the 8-step firing cycle and Cooper's sequence of weapon conditions for loading and unloading them. All those things that are generally useful for firearms and defensive purpose. You need to know the law, and don't assume that you know the laws on using guns for self-defense and carrying them in public. To be issued a handgun license here in South Carolina, you have to take a course from a certified instructor who's going to tell you primarily where you can't go. And then they're going to have a quote-unquote qualification. And the qualification is going to be one of those things where, you know, you get 50 rounds, and you're shooting at a silhouette the size of the rear end of a Volkswagen Bug, and you've just got to put all of your rounds in the, all the bullets, they've all got to go in the black. Now, you can just about take a blind person at that range and tell them where to put their hand, and they're going to get all 50 rounds in there if they don't move their hand. Now, some states are constitutional carry states, so you don't need a permit to carry a gun. But even if you're in one of those states, you should take the class. Because you're still responsible for the same thing as the license holder. But I would go ahead and get the license as well, because then you can travel out of state. Because once you start carrying a gun, when you go through the imaginary border, you're not going to want to. On a related point, your clothing, your vehicle, and home exterior should bear no reference about guns or self-defense. And don't carry a handgun openly. I don't carry a handgun openly. Be low profile. Don't let criminals know you have guns. Don't give an overzealous Democrat prosecutor anything with which to portray you as an overzealous gun owner in court. They're going to do it anyway. Now, this is coming from a guy who just got a combat master sent to him by Taryn Butler. So take that with, you know, I've weighed what this means. But, I mean, don't put Molon Labe on your car. That's where most guns are stolen out of cars. Look for an instructor very carefully. Owning a gun isn't the same as knowing how to use it. And trading with somebody who certifies as an instructor for the defensive use of guns, you'll probably have the best result with someone who, in addition to having certain credentials amongst them, maybe has a military or law enforcement background, or is trained with people who have these backgrounds, and whose intermediate and advanced classes explain how to apply the skill in a defensive situation. And have the instructor explain it. Carrying a gun is not a hobby. Firearms are not a hobby. A gun was a very, you know, it was a very functioning piece of all kit in our, you know, pre-revolutionary times all the way through to today. No one in those days opposed keeping and bearing arms for the purpose of just living. You know, you had to hunt. You had to fight violent criminals. You know, you could be a gun collector, whatever you wanted. So if there was no other purpose for the right, there would have been no need for the Second Amendment. That would have been left to the Ninth Amendment. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. But the Second Amendment is not meant to justify you for having a various hobby of some sort. A few do it even for carrying rifles and shotguns to send a message to politicians at a protest when doing so is premature. But bring up the purpose for which the amendment was adopted, and they give you a deer in the headlights gaze or start squirming like a cat that doesn't want to be picked up. Because Second Amendment exists to shoot tyrants. So for the hobby obsessed, put that aside. Like Super Dave says, dry fire, especially right now, and don't waste your time. You need to get some ballistic eyeglasses. You need to get some hearing protection. Get some electronic muffs. Buy once, cry once. $35. Work those grills. If you're wondering what to get, the AR-15 is the most versatile fighting rifle available. They're lightweight. They're ergonomic. The 9mm, well, everybody can shoot a 9mm. You, your wife, your children, everybody can shoot a 9mm. And maybe think about getting to know some people. Remember the old Latin adage, si vis pacem, para bellum. Something like, when you're seeking peace, prepare for war. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Number of homicides in the United States increased to around 30% in 2020 compared to the previous year, along with a 5.6% increase in violent crime in the same period. Didn't go. It isn't higher because rape and armed robbery went down. I'm not surprised by this. Most of your prosecutors across the country in every big city have ceased prosecuting in the name of racial and economic equity. Los Angeles, San Francisco, the Eastern Seaboard. City attorneys are declining to prosecute cases. They're denying justice to the victims, and they're creating very dangerous cities. And just as critical race theories bled out of the big cities into small and unsuspecting jurisdictions, so too might prosecutors with visions of reimagining the criminal justice system come to a town near you. Because first they're going to get them, and then they'll be coming out into the suburbs. Now, Seattle deserves special recognition for its failure to provide even basic law and order. And things may be about to get worse as the city votes in November for a new city attorney. This person is responsible for prosecuting misdemeanors. And the Seattle City Attorney's Office has become a leftist experiment lab under Pete Holmes. Like, for example, in 2019, Holmes' office declined to file charges in nearly half of non-traffic-related criminal cases, and of the cases it does charge, 42% did not have a meaningful resolution. By the end of October 2020, his office had declined 143 of the 261 protest-related misdemeanor cases referred by the Seattle Police Department. Last summer, the life of prolific offender Travis Burge came to a violent end. As a tragic example of how Holmes' leadership failed Burge and continues to fail Seattle. Burge was a notorious meth addict who had boasted openly that he had beat the criminal justice system. He had been arrested 47 times, convicted 35 times, and he killed his partner, and then he drowned himself in a tank of bleach. How come they have a tank of bleach big enough to drown yourself in Seattle? Instead of protecting Burge and his victims, the city of Seattle turned a blind eye, resulting in two needless deaths. And the situation in Seattle may soon go from bad to worse, as voters seem poised to replace a non-prosecuting prosecutor with a candidate who has actively encouraged criminal behavior. Holmes, the city attorney since 2009, conceded a three-way primary race in August to his competitors, Law and Order moderate candidate Ann Davison and punishment opponent Nicole Thomas Kennedy. Thomas Kennedy told Fox 13, "I would like to abolish most of the criminal legal system, but it is a process. It doesn't happen overnight." Why would you do that, lady? I mean, this is what you do for a living. I mean, are you going to give that up? I don't know. As they face a 3,000 municipal court case backlog, Thomas Kennedy would scale back prosecuting to even greater extremes. The Seattle Attorney's Office should immediately stop prosecuting nearly all misdemeanors, especially civility crimes like trespass and petty theft, according to her. Worse still, she has made comments that appear to overtly encourage violent and illegal behavior, and at the height of the riots following the death of George Floyd in 2020, she tweeted, "Property destruction at this point is a moral imperative." She has since deleted the tweet and, when confronted by a local journalist, waved it off as a joke. Even your more traditional, classic liberals see the dangers of electing someone like Thomas Kennedy. Most recently, two former Democrat governors of Washington State, Christine Grigori and Gary Locke, endorsed Davison. In a statement about her endorsement of the Republican Davison, Grigori told Fox 13 News he couldn't throw his support behind a person who believes in anarchy. The dismal reality is that combined, the non-prosecutor Holmes and the penalty abolitionist Thomas Kennedy received more than 66% of the Seattle vote. Moderate Davison, who wants to focus instead on enforcing the law and providing alternative support for those suffering from mental illness and drug addiction, received 33%. And Seattle voters should think long and hard before reflexively supporting Thomas Kennedy. You guys will get tired of that. You will get tired of that. Violence will result from all of this. Whenever you get out there and you start decriminalizing what is considered to be low-level crime, it will begin to escalate. Now, Seattle's situation, although extreme, is not unique. The criminal justice system in cities across America is being hijacked by prosecutors who will do anything but prosecute. And this dangerous trend denies justice to victims and creates cities flourishing with crime. This is all George Soros. Boston District Attorney Rachel Rollins, for instance, published a memo in 2019 listing 15 misdemeanors her office would automatically decline to prosecute, including shoplifting, trespassing, and wanton or malicious destruction of property. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner released a similar memo. Steve Descano, the Commonwealth's attorney in Fairfax, Virginia, followed suit, as has others. These people, these attorneys, these city attorneys, they see the police as the enemy, and they see the criminal defendants as victims. And in practice, their policies harm the very people they pretend to care about the most, the low-income and minority individual. And the results of these policies are very sobering. In a survey of six jurisdictions where progressive district attorneys served, every city or county logged a lower overall felony conviction rate, as well as a lower conviction rate for violent or serious crimes than did their predecessors. And on average, the profiled prosecutors dropped 20% more felony cases. Crime, though, has risen dramatically. Nobody's immune to this. Nobody is immune to this. We're going to go down and look on the microscopic level when we get back about this, because this is going to fuel something that maybe making a choice that you were not ready to make. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world.
We slowed up. We stopped investing in ourselves. We risk losing our edge as a nation.
During a speech in Hull, Michigan, the president adding the United States has taken its foot off the gas. Biden making a big pitch on his top items, including his $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the much larger $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Kyle Rittenhouse wants an expert self-defense witness to testify at his murder trial next month. Lawyers for the Illinois teen who shot and killed two riders during a police protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year say Rittenhouse feared for his life. The judge in the case indicated previously he may allow the expert's testimony, but it may be limited. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The debt ceiling still a big topic of discussion on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, calling out Republicans for not wanting to raise the debt ceiling, which could cause the country to go into a major financial crisis.
Republicans seem intent on seeing the U.S. miss out on its payments for the first time ever. They seem perfectly at ease telling the American people, including our active military, our Social Security recipients, and all those who rely on Medicare, that they are unequivocally the party of default.
Democrats could raise a debt limit without any Republican support. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is blasting the Attorney General for cracking down on supposed threats made against teachers and school officials. Merrick Garland saying a task force will be created to figure out how best to prosecute those types of crimes. This comes after several contentious school board meetings across the country over mask mandates and critical race theory.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then. Another Soros prosecutor out of Chicago. Kim Fox. She comes up on the radar now. Chicago was like Dodge City before Marshall Dillon arrived. A fatal shootout on the streets is no crime because both sides were shooting. The Windy City is already famous for shootouts on the streets with an astounding 3,625 shootings so far this year, 623 of them fatal. And that death toll would be higher, except the city has superb medical care for gunshot victims, made possible by all the practice it gets on for the trauma surgeons. But how many more shooting matches will start now that the word is going out that you can escape charges in a gang shootout, even if someone's killed, if both sides are shooting? And escalating number of shootouts is the inescapable implication of the decision of the Cook County State's Attorney's Office to release all five suspects arrested in a fatal shootout between rival gangs in the city's Southside Austin neighborhood, not too far from the Obama Monument. And the head of that office, Kim Fox, was elected with considerable financial support from George Soros, who has helped elect many soft-on-crime prosecutors across the U.S., from the Chicago Sun-Times, we get this. Five men linked to a deadly gang-related shootout Friday in Austin were released from custody after prosecutors declined to charge each of them with a pair of felonies, including first-degree murder. The brazen mid-morning gunfight, which left one shooter dead and two of the suspects wounded, stemmed from an internal dispute between two factions of the Four Corner Hustler Street Gang, according to an internal police report and a law enforcement source with knowledge of the investigation. The source said police sought to charge all five suspects with murder and aggravated battery. By Sunday morning, a Chicago police spokeswoman acknowledged the suspects had been released without charges. And then in a statement later Sunday, Christina Villarreal, a spokesperson for the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, explained that prosecutors had determined that the evidence was insufficient to meet our burden of proof to approve felony charges. Villarreal added that police officials agreed with the decision. And while she wouldn't specify what other evidence prosecutors needed to file charges, the police report acknowledged that victims of the shootout weren't cooperating with investigators. But the report also framed the state attorney's office decision to decline charges in a different light. Mutual combatants was cited as the reason for the rejection. Mutual combat is a legal term used to define a fight or struggle that two parties willingly engage in. WGN-TV provides more details on the show the mutual combat shootout went down. We get this. Friday morning, residents in North Austin were surrounded by a heavy police and SWAT presence after officers were called to a home near the corner of West Potomac Avenue and North Mason Avenue. According to the account, SWAT already was there, and then two vehicles had pulled up with occupants leaving the cars and firing shots toward a home. The people inside the home returned fire, eventually killing one of the gunmen from outside, with multiple other people being injured. So if the people being shot at returned fire, that means there's not going to be any charges. Even Lori Lightfoot, the city's equally eccentric Democrat mayor, couldn't handle that. We get this from Craig Wall of WLS-TV. Mayor Lori Lightfoot and some Westside aldermen called on Cook County's attorney Kim Fox to reverse her decision on the case. If they do not feel like the criminal justice system is going to hold them accountable, we're going to see a level of brazenness that will send the city into chaos, and we cannot let that happen. Lightfoot, herself a former prosecutor, believes there's evidence to make a case. I think there's evidence there. We got videotape. We have a marked squad of uniformed officers who were on the scene observing it. At a bare minimum, the individuals who initiated the firefight must be prosecuted. 29th Ward Alderman Chris Taliaferro said, I think it goes beyond frustration. I'm furious about it. From Fox 32. It happened in the 1200 block of Mason in Austin around 11 a.m. last Friday. Shooting was caught on a pod camera. Police say more than 70 shots were fired. Two groups of gang members were shooting at each other. One of the alleged shooters died and two others were wounded. So she's got to explain to the public why, given that evidence, a pod camera right there that captured the entire thing and police officers on the scene in uniform and a squad car there, why that wasn't enough, said a furious Mayor Lightfoot. If the bad guys are out there and they're picking up guns and shooting without any regard for the sanctity of life, do not believe that there's accountability for them. The brazenness will not end. It will escalate. It will continue, and our communities will not be safe. Now, Fox's office is explaining that there is not enough evidence, but what about gunpowder residue tests on the hands of those arrested? Even if you can't prove that a specific individual shot killed someone, firing a gun in a fatal shootout is a crime. And if it is a felony, then the doctrine of felony murder should apply. All who participated in a felony that resulted in the murder are equally guilty of murder. Less than a week ago, Fox's office declined to prosecute another murder, this time with a knife. That was also recorded, where lack of evidence shouldn't have been a problem because two people were involved and the attack was recorded. But it was the same excuse, mutual combat. Manuel Portes died after being stabbed during a one-on-one fight that was recorded by bystanders. Portes Jr.'s family told WGN that prosecutors declined charging the other teen, saying it was mutual combat. So it looks a lot like the Fox standard for prosecuting now is to let everybody off unless one side fails to respond to an attack by fighting back. And they're sticking to the lack of evidence story, blaming police, but leaving the door open for future prosecution, just to, I guess in case the public pressure becomes irresistible. We get this. The detectives reach out to our office on Friday and acknowledge that at the outset, that given the chaotic nature of the scene, they were unable to determine how the events unfolded. We reviewed the evidence that was presented. This is their story, the prosecutor's office. We reviewed the evidence that was presented to us in consultation with the detectives, and they agreed we are unable to approve charges based on the evidence presented. However, as always, as additional evidence is gathered, we stand ready to bring charges when appropriate. Additionally, the facts the mayor presented today simply are not in line with what was presented to us by CPD and not born out of the evidence we received. Staggering violence that is devastating our community is horrific. However, we must still adhere to both our ethical and legal standards in evaluating charges. As a former prosecutor, she knows that. Don't you, Madam Mayor? You know that, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Mutual combat. I'm not going to try that here. I'm not trying the mutual combat thing. That's just not going to be something I'm going to attempt to do. Not going to happen. Let's talk about this whole $600 thing they want to do in these banks, the IRS. I'll tell you why this is a bad thing when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4100. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The Biden administration's plan, what they say the plan is, which is to fund a multi-trillion-dollar spending plan, includes having the IRS snoop into every American's bank account to examine transactions that are $600 or greater. And that alarming proposal has implications far beyond the government looking to extract tax money. Janet Yellen is out there saying they're trying to look for big tax, you know, huge income streams. $600, you know, millionaires have $600 in their accounts, but it's like, you know, $3,600,000, so they don't have just $600, and what they're trying to do. Is they're trying to track everything you do. And it's also a potential way for the Biden administration to track who is purchasing firearms. Because since most people exist in a cashless society now, right? You know, your debit card purchases will be noticed. Janet Yellen said, I think it's important to recognize that we have a tax gap that is estimated at $7 trillion over the next decade, according to a Fox Business report. That is taxes that are due and not being paid to the government that deprive us of the resources that we need to do critical investments to make America more productive and competitive, which is completely beyond the scope of what the government is supposed to do. The government invests in nothing. They buy things with your money, but they invest in nothing. The Biden administration proposes that banks and credit unions support every transaction at the $600 threshold to counter tax cheats. And the privacy advocates are howling. It's especially concerning for the firearm industry and the customers that the government would collect information that could potentially include firearm purchases. And there's quite a few guns out there that do not meet the $600 reporting requirement, but just about every gun I own would. It threatens to become a backdoor gun registry. Secretary Yellen balked at the notion that the government is intruding on financial privacy, explaining that the IRS already has a wealth of information about individuals, citing examples like the W-2 form filed for a person's job, but said the IRS needs more information on higher income individuals who have opaque sources of income, not low-income people. I watched the video of U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis grilling her over the proposal in the Senate hearing. She said, there are obvious privacy concerns for all Americans here, and this represents a dramatic new regulatory burden for community banks and credit unions in Wyoming and elsewhere. Do you distrust the American people so much that you need to know when they bought a couch or a cow? And the proposal is being met with fierce resistance, as it should. The IRS has already proven to be untrustworthy of personal information. They have been weaponized for political overreach before. The Department of Justice settled a lawsuit in 2017 brought by dozens of conservative groups after the IRS unfairly scrutinized the tax-exempt status of organizations based on political leanings under the Obama administration, while Joe Biden was the vice president. Then there was a 2013 scandal in which then-acting director of exempt organizations at IRS, Lois Lerner, remained defiant when called before Congress. It's also ironic that the Biden administration is prying into Americans' private expenditures when it just surfaced that President Biden avoided paying $500,000 from earnings on speaking tours and book sales prior to his White House election. The attempt to track your spending on items of $600 or more, which would include firearm purchases, isn't sitting well with banks or lawmakers. The American Bankers Association wrote to both the House and the Senate that the proposal implicates customer privacy and data security on a massive scale. And they added the IRS already collects massive amounts of data it is unable to manage. Senator John Boozman, a member of the Senate Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Subcommittee, published a column in The Hill ripping the proposed reporting requirements as reckless and ripe for abuse. He wrote, given the IRS's track record on data security, including a 2015 data breach, tasking the agency to secure additional taxpayer information from nearly every American is a complicated and hazardous gamble, and one the federal government isn't historically capable of winning. Senator Mike Crapo and Representative Kevin Brady introduced the Tax Gap Reform and Internal Revenue Service Enforcement Act in both chambers as Senate Bill 2721, H.R. Bill 5206. Representative Brady said, in addition to getting a true assessment of the IRS so-called tax gap, this bill also protects taxpayers from IRS targeting based on their political or religious beliefs, and closes loopholes that risk leaking private taxpayer returns. Senator Crapo added that this legislation places important guardrails around IRS funding to protect taxpayers' rights and privacy. Senator Tommy Turbeville introduced Senate Bill 2857, the Banking Secrecy Act, to prohibit any federal agency from requiring financial institutions to report on the financial transactions of their customers. Senator Turbeville told media he wants Americans to pay their fair share of taxes, but I don't want the federal government, Big Brother, to be harassing private citizens. The prospect of a government agency monitoring your every $600 expenditure is deeply concerning. When that prospect is also being brought by an administration bent on enacting gun control by any means and proposed for an agency with a poor track record of securing taxpayer privacy, it is a recipe for disaster. The IRS has no place delving into your wallet, especially when it means access to what is in your gun safe. In any event, as we look at this, this has to be defeated. And it is looking like it probably is in some form or fashion, but they're going to reimagine what kind of... They're trying to get to a place where Sinema and Manchin would vote for it, because they would pass it with 50 votes. Biden knows this, and... Well, we're going to see. But I mean, this is the troubling part of elections matter. Especially when you have a clueless egomaniac like Joe Biden out there who thinks that he won. That he won. But, you know, he won 81 million votes. More than Barack Obama, more than anybody in history. He's so popular. So, this is the guy. He thinks he has a mandate. He thinks he has a mandate. And he doesn't have a mandate. Not by any stretch of the imagination, but he's going to push it. And in the meantime, we'll keep hearing nonsensical stuff like, today Joe Biden's popularity plummeted another 5 points. By this time, we should be calling for his execution as much as it's gone down. I just don't know. I just don't know. Hadn't happened yet. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been and always is going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com. Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.